I'm assigned 7 hours during this spiritual convocation.
想在我们这灵恩会的7个钟头里面。
So I'd like to go through this seven miracle in the book of John.
想要利用这个机会能够查考约翰福音里面七个神迹。
And I hope that the Spirit of God will move us and help us this passage to understand us the spiritual teachings.
愿神的灵能够来带领感动我们。 我们能够来明白他这里面的教训。
First of all, I'd like to go over the first, book of John, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 11.
在第一个钟头里面要一起来查考约翰福音第二章从第一节到十一节。
Chapter 2, from verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciple, to the wedding. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there was a 6 stone water pot set there for the Jewish custom of a purification containing 20 or 30 gallons each. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with the water," and they filled them up to the brims. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And they took it to him.
第九节.
And when the head waiter tested the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegrooms and said to him, "Every man served the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then which is poorer, you have kept a good wine until now." 11. And this is the beginning of his signs that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciple believed in him. This is the book of John. The beloved disciple wrote this as the first miracle in chapter 2.
这个是约翰福音主所爱的门徒所记载主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
Believe in Jesus Christ means we know Jesus Christ.
然后相信主耶稣就是代表我们认识主耶稣。
When we knowing the Jesus Christ means eternal life actually.
那真知道主耶稣，我们就能够有永生。
And once we know the Jesus more and deeper, that we can understand God deeper and more, so that we can draw near to Him.
当我们更深的认识主耶稣的时候，就有办法更深的能够更接近爱我们的主。Since
we say I believe in Jesus Christ, then I believe Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus' way is the life.
那既然我们相信主耶稣是我们的神，我们就相信他是我们的道路、我们的真理、我们的生命。And
also we believe in Jesus all the mighty power.
那我们也相信主耶稣所有他的大的全能。So
with the faith, we start our journey, our faith, and then we eventually grow up to be matured the way we understand better and more about the Jesus.
靠着我们的信心，我们渐渐的在我们的信仰里面成长，我们就能够渐渐的认识神。So
here the book of John continually here explain about this miracle one by one, and so in this manner so here introduced Jesus Christ.
所以在约翰福音里面记载着主耶稣所行的神迹。 来介绍主耶稣，那这个是第一件神迹。
And you have noticed the book of John. Every time when Jesus performed the miracle, the beloved disciple wrote here as a not as a miracle, but as a described as a sign.
那当我们读这约翰福音里面神迹的时候，我们会发现到说。 这个约翰所写的，他不是说神迹，他是说这个是一个，我总是说 不是一个他就说这是一个记号，一个神迹的记号。
A sign, sign is the one that we ourselves to describe ourselves maybe as a gesture or something that distinguishable notice, so let other people can see, let other people can acknowledge.
那一个记号的话，就是我们所能够做的，所以人家别人能够认出来，这个是一个特别的记号。
Chapter 2, verse 11 said, "This beginning of his sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee."
这十一节讲到说，这是耶稣所行所显第一件所行的头一件神迹。
So which is through this miracle, Jesus explained himself to the people.
所以经过这一件这一个记号主耶稣来介绍透过这个记号来介绍他自己。
So this through the miracle and it manifests his glory and let his disciple believe in him.
所以借着这一件的神迹，他显出他的荣耀来，所以他的门徒能够来相信他。
Let's look at the John chapter 20.
我们来看约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20 verse 30 and 31.
约翰福音二十章第三十节、三十一节。
John chapter 20 is considered it's as a conclusion.
那在二十章这边其实已经是在结尾了。
Why the this book was written here?
这边是讲到说为什么他写的这一本书。
In verse 30, so many other signs therefore Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciple, which are not written in this book. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
十章三十节、三十一节。
And Jesus performed such many miracles that this is not only all of them, but there are more, many miracles performed. The purpose of these signs bring himself out, so let all the people to believe in him.
所以除了记载在这本书里面，主耶稣还行了很多神迹。那目的行神迹的目的是为了要叫人能够相信他。
I think during the time of Moses, when he led his people out of Egypt,
当摩西在带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候
，and Israelites live in the there's such a land in Egypt for more than 350 years.
那时候以色列人已经住在埃及350年了。
Such a continuation of their living in the foreign land, so eventually they forget about the mighty God.
所以当他们如果一直住在这异地的时候，他们总有一天会忘记神。
430 years. Anyway, during this time, these people continue to live there, and as a later become a slave of Pharaoh.
所以他们一直的住在那里，直到后来变成法老的奴隶。
But they never expected their life can be changed.
他们都没有想过说他们的生命会被改变。
Already they have experienced their life as a generation to generation from their forefather themselves. They understood their life pattern and their the way of lifestyle has to be the same like in that manner.
他们已经开始习惯了从他们的父亲然后现在到了他们这一代，他们的生活的方式已经变成一个是习惯，他们也知道说他们生活的方式是这样子。
But God chose Moses as the leader of Israel and bring him into the land of Egypt and then confront to the Pharaoh.
但是神拣选的摩西将他带到埃及地来跟法老对话。
God doesn't have to bring the tenth plague to such a long period of time to spend and then bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
其实神不需要花费这么多时间用的十个灾殃来带领以色列百姓出埃及。
But this tenth plague is a sign of a mighty God's powers to show to the Israelites at the same time as this tenth plague as a tool to punish the Egyptians.
但这十个神迹是为了要表明给以色列百姓看到神的大能 同时的也是要来惩罚这埃及人。
All the ten of them, all each one of them, this is a miracle.
那每一件的这神的这个神迹都是神的大能。
Now continue the Israelites, they see it, they can see it, they can feel it. Oh, this is what our God, that our ancestor, the Abraham, all the descendants told to us. This is our true God is.
所以每一个灾殃都让这些以色列人百姓能够认识到这个是我们神我们的神亚伯拉罕的神。
So all these signs, the ten signs, give a confidence to the Israelites.
所以这十个灾殃带给以色列百姓信心。
So we studied the book of Jonah, all these seven signs.This might serves us to understand the Jesus clear and better.
所以，当我们查考约翰福音的七个神迹，能够让我们更深的来认识主耶稣。
So that we can understand the Jesus and his character even we can understand better.
所以，我们能够明白到主耶稣他的本性是怎么样子。
So we can say that we have a faith means we can understand him.Even such the far extent so that we can have truly we can rely on God when we have difficulties or when we have trouble in our life.
所以我们说我们有信仰，我们需要真正的认识主。所以在我们生活里面，如果有困难的时候，我们才能够真正的依靠他。
We know the life there's many difficulties. It seems like coming to us as like a wave, one by one.
我们在生活里面常常碰到很多的困难，那好像。海浪一波一波的临到我们。
And sometimes, like a temptation, also come onto our life.
那我们也常常的会碰到试探。
Without the true faith, and we put our faith into the God's, into God, then our faith easily can waver.
如果我们没有真正的把我们的信心建立在主身上，常常我们的信仰生活会被摇动。
Yesterday God is a today God. Today's God is a tomorrow's God.
昨天的神会变成今天的神，今天的神会变成明天的神。
Book of Hebrews chapter 13 says God is an unchangeable God.
那希伯来书告诉我们说，神是永远不改变的神。
Even during the time Moses, if he performed such great miracles, and then also.During the time of Jesus, he performed such a wonderful miracle. Then.
所以当在摩西的时候，神有办法显出那么大的神迹。同样的，在主耶稣的时候，他也是有办法，行这么多的神迹。
He can also continue to show us his miracle in our daily life, also.
那在我们今天的生活里面，他也能够，再一次的显神迹给我们。
Sometimes we do not recognize the such kind of miracle.Things happen in our daily life.
有时候我们在生活里面没有办法去发掘到这一些神给我们的神迹。
You know, 40 years of journey in the wilderness, Israelites, every day they received the manna.
以色列人在40年的旷野生活里面，每一天都体会到吃玛纳。
Maybe because at first a few days it seems like a manna is considered acknowledged as a great miracle for them.
或许在前面几天，他们认为玛纳真的是一个大的神迹。
But after year by year, the same thing happened over and over again every morning.
但是每一年，接着一年，每一天早上，同样的神迹都是同样的发生。
So they do not realize that this is a true miracle every day basis.
再没有感觉到说这个是真的是神所给他们的神迹。
I hope that we. This study helps us to understand about the sign can serves us we can build up our faith.
盼望我们的查考能够能够给我们更多的信心来认识神所给我们的神迹。
Also recognize his signs throughout our life so that we can easily detect his grace in our life.
我们能够更深在进一步的在我们生活当中能够看出他的神迹。能够体会到他给我们的恩典。
Once we go back to this miracle, the first miracle at Cana, and this time, we have noticed that when the look at this instance is when they have no more wine, which is time wise is considered quite trouble for for the host.
所以在这个迦南的神迹，我们发现到他们是碰到困难。 因为他们没有酒了，这个是主人的一个碰到的困难。
Now all times are considered as it's a wedding banquet is considered most biggest the event for the family.
在古时候，这婚宴是真的是家族里面一个很大的一件事。I'm
sure at the beginning they think they prepare the order this wine is enough. For the guests at the beginning, they think.
我想他们在准备的时候，一定都是充分的去准备，来供给他们的这些客人。
When they end up, they realize that the lack of wine it becomes a great trouble for this continue on this wedding banquet.
但是在这宴席再继续延伸的时候，他们发现到他们碰到了这一个困难。
Sometimes in our life, this kind of things happen in our life.
有时候在我们的生命里面也是同样事情发生。Something
very lack of something in our life.
在我们生命很晚的时到尽头的时候。Some
people have become a handicap for their life.
有的人变成他们自己生命当中的绊脚石。And
well, for example, like in my life through the young age. I continue to pray for Holy Spirit.
像我从小很小的时候就开始很认真的祈求圣灵。It
took about 10 years to receive a Holy Spirit.
但过了10年，我才得到了圣灵。During
these times, like middle school and high school, I continue to attend the spiritual convocation.
所以在这一段时间，初中的时候、高中的时候，我还是继续的参加灵恩会。Every
time I attend the spiritual convocation. And the minister called during the prayer sessions and night service and I'll come up to pray.
当在灵恩会的时候，长子勉励要来前面祷告。
Every time kneel down prayer, but nothing happened.
每次我跪下祷告，但是就是没有事情发生。
Even make a fasting prayer, but nothing happened.
我还是我也有进食祷告，但也是没有发生。
This life is a back and forth, it's quite struggle.
所以在生命里面这样子。 来去往返的真的是很挣扎
Sometimes I very feel lonely too
有时候会感觉好像很孤单
Because most of those students or friends they all receive a Holy Spirit
因为我的朋友还有同学他们都得到圣灵了
But actually when I look back during this time actually has served me as a very important time that is shaping my inner myself actually
但当我回顾的时候，看到这一段的生活，其实是来塑造我以后的生命。I constantly
look at myself instead of look at other people's.
我会常常的一直来审查我自己，而不是去观察别人。I
think each one has a kind of a difficulties, not only the spiritual sense, but in out there our life some kind of a handicap that we have.
我想我们每一个人都会碰到困难，或许在生命里面我们会碰到一些好像妨碍我们的事情。
Some people is very smart, but some people not that smart.
有的人很聪明，但是有的人并不是那么聪明。
And some people have a personality have some problems.
那有的人在他们的个性上有一些问题。
Something lack of that becomes a part of the difficulties that become a trouble in our life.
所以有一些事情会在我们的生活里面造成一些困我们的困扰。When
you do your business have some trouble.
或许有时候我们的生意当中我们碰到了困难。Suddenly
you laid off from your job.
有时候我们被公司解雇了。And
financial difficulties has come upon to your life or turned very serious.
那我们的经济上发生了很严重的困惑。
Sometimes you pray quite long, but it seems like no answer from God.
有时候我们祷告了很长一段时间，但是似乎神没有听到我们的祷告。
This miracle that serves us to understand that God always answers.
那这一个神迹里面告诉我们，其实神都是会有给我们答案的。
Many times the problem it turned to become a blessing of God.
很多时候我们的困难变成了神的祝福。
Of course, nobody likes the problem. The to always remain with us.
当然没有一个人很希望我们的困难一直跟我们在一起。
But there is a problem and then there is a solution.
但是当有困难的时候就必定会有答案。
Which means there is always an answer.
一定会有一个出路的。
So when we encounter difficulties and problems,
所以当我们碰到困难的时候,
then as a Christian, we have to interpret this problem and trouble in our life positive way.
当一个基督徒，我们需要用一个正面的观点来看这一些困难。
There is a problem, then there is a solution, then there is an answer. We can looking forward to find the answer.
所以有碰到困难，我们就要去寻找答案，一定会有答案我们就会去。我们要去寻找。
And who can truly build the true faith? Those who have many experiences of difficulties, actually.
那谁能够建立起真正的信心呢？就是那些有经过困难的人。
You have noticed that David in his life, he went through the many difficulties.
我们有发现到大卫在他的生命里面，他经过了很多的困难。
Many times he cannot find his own solution, his own way.
很多时候他没有办法自己找出一个答案。
But each time the God protect him.
但是每一次神都保护他。
He understood that the true refuge is God Himself.
他就发现到说，真正神是他的避难所。
That's why through his life he can dedicate his heart and to God.
所以他才能够真正的把他的一生都能够奉献给神。
Each trouble and each difficulties is and led him to be the stepping stone to close to God and to strong his confidence to the Lord.
每一次的困难都变成了他能够靠近神的一个阶梯。
But Solomon is very different.
但是所罗门王就不太一样。
As a king of peace, during his reign, the 40 years, there's no such kind of trouble.
在他是一个有平安的王，在他做王40年当中，他没有碰到很大的困难。
He never experienced of such kind of trouble and difficulties in his life.
他没有像他父亲一样碰到那么很难解决的困难。
And also he is full of wisdom himself.
而且他自己也是一个很有智慧的人。
Which is this one actually serves him to have a hold to let him to be fall actually.
其实这变成的是他一个生命的缺失让他跌倒的原因。
So when we have a trouble and difficulties,
所以当我们有困苦患难的时候
before we complain to God,
在我们要向神抱怨的时候
before we complain to the situation,
在我们要为我们所处环境要抱怨的时候
we look up to God,
我们应该要仰望神
and because you can find out that this is true grace of God,
因为我们可以发现到这真正的是神的一个恩典
but also when we have a difficulties, we try hard to survive, we try hard to which is more motivate ourselves.
我们碰到困难的时候，我们也会尝试很认真尝试去生存。
Have you noticed that this is human nature? If everything's smooth in our life,
我们不知道有没有发现到说，当我们生活很顺利的时候
，we do not have enough motivation to even kneel down to pray to God.
我们不会有那种要跪下来祷告的那种欲望。
When we have a difficulties come upon to our life, then our the focus of prayer, our desire is getting stronger, definitely.
但是当我们有困难的时候，我们要祷告的那种需求还是盼望就会很比较深。
So sometimes the difficulties, many times the difficulties serves us, God give us the opportunity to find him and let us experience of the sign so that we can experience of God to draw near to him.
所以我们碰到困难的时候是神给我们机会能够来亲近他，能够来体会到他的神迹。
We live in the 21st century, same side, everything is a plenty of it.
我们住在21世纪看起来好像很多事情都是有计划的。
But if we are the chosen one, we are his children, so God truly guide us, not the easy way, but sometimes through the rough way too.
但是我们如果真的是神所拣选的儿女，神所要带我们走过的路，应该是有一些困难的。
We can take it as a blessing.
我们可以了解到说这些都是神的祝福。
This is the positive way we can solve the problem and also we can experience of God.
这是一个从正面来解决问题的方法，也是我们亲近神的方法。
When you look at this passage, the the mother of Jesus, Mary, brought this this matter to Jesus Christ.
当我们看到这一段的时候，我们就发现到耶稣的母亲把这一个问题提到主耶稣前面。
Every time there's a problem comes, then bring to the Lord.
当我们碰到问题的时候，都要把这问题带到神面前。
Jesus is the only solution and serves us the true answer in our life.
主耶稣是我们生命里面唯一的答案。
So the when we have a leak of something, we do not have to complain to God then.
所以当我们真的碰到问题的时候，不需要向神抱怨。
I like this passage, this history.
那我很喜欢有一段的历史。
Einstein's when he was 4 years old.
那这个爱因斯坦当他四岁的时候。
At that time, Jesus started his talk.
那他有他没有他。 讲话的时候没有办法很正常的讲话.
So he's really a slow starter.
那他也是学习得很慢.
When he was 7 years old, he started to write.
当他到七岁的时候才有办法开始写字.
And when Isaac Newton,
那这个,
he failed in the elementary school.
其实他在他 小学的时候他没有办法毕业。
Winston Churchill also failed in the 6th grade.
那这个英国的 Winston Churchill 他也是在六年级的时候也是 也没有通过。
This fact actually gave me great confidence too.
那这些事实也其实给我很大的信心。
Sometimes we have such kind of handicap and difficulties.
当我们碰到一些问题还是困难的时候，
if God help us,
如果神愿意帮助我们，
if God give us solutions,
如果神愿意给我们这些答案，
actually these difficulties are turning point to the way to receive the blessing, actually make our life successful.
那这些我们所面对的困难其实是一个生命的转捩点，能够让我们生命更成功。
Look at the Bible when God performed the miracle.
我们如果看圣经，当神所显一件神迹的时候，
each time there's a difficulty, God came to there and performed the miracle.
每次都是有困难，神到达那一个地方，然后行那一件神迹。
When Israelites they are led to the reach to the Red Sea.
当以色列百姓被带到红海的时候，
and nobody can help such a situation.
没有一个人有办法解决那个问题。
From the behind, there's the army of Egypt. Egypt to follow them to trying to catch them.
在他们后面有 埃及的追兵要来 追上他们了。
In front of them there is a Red Sea.
在他们前面所面对的是 红海。
You cannot touch your hands to solve this problem.
我们没有人有办法用他们自己的手来解决这个问题。
But God can solve the problem.
但是神有办法解决这个问题。
Also, manna came down from heaven.
那我们知道玛拿是从天上降下来的。
Nobody can help them during the 40 years of journey on the wilderness to provide the food.
在40年的旷野生活，没有办法人能够给他们在旷野里面的食物。
During the 40 years of journey, the rock that brought out the water out of the rock.
在40年他们的生活里面， 也有水从磐石里面流出来给他们。
Because the Israelites, they haven't drank for a long several days, and they thirsty about their tongue.
当他们喝了一些的时候，他们就开始感觉自己会口渴。
At that time, the God brought the water out of the rock.
他们没有水的时候，神在那时候就从磐石当中给他们水。
When Jericho is like a fortified city, and the God that brought the Israelites now cross over the Jordan River, but this city cannot take over by their own strength.
那当他们过了约旦河，来到耶利哥城的时候，这个很坚固的城市，他们靠他们自己的力量没有办法胜过。
God destroyed this city by the hands of God.
但是神用他的方法把这个城市毁灭了。
We look at the 5,000 Jesus feed them.
我们如果看到这主耶稣所喂的那5,000的人，
a place is far from some distance from the city town.
他们所 在的地方是离城市很远的地方。
And that's why the God feed them to all of them.
所以神就是因为那样，神为了在那边所有的人。
So there is a problem and there's a solution.
所以碰到一些问题，就有一些解决的方法。
So when we encounter difficulties, we can confidence in the Lord because there is a chance to God, let the God can give us a sign to understand Him better and acknowledge Him.
所以当我们碰到困苦患难的时候，我们就要知道这是神给我们一个机会，能够更深的来认识他，来体会到他的神迹。
And also when we look at this miracle, we have noticed that whom the Jesus performed the miracle, and there is one the mother, where Jesus' mother Mary brought this one to Jesus Christ.
当我们读这个神迹的时候，我们发现到说主耶稣的母亲把这个问题提到主耶稣面前。
When Jesus brought up this, the mother, Jesus' mother, the Mary brought up this to the Jesus, Jesus, and then there is no wine, and then the verse 4, this is the Jesus respond to her, say, Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come. It seems like when the Mary, the issue, but the urgent issue brought to the Jesus, but the Jesus respond is something different things.
所以当看耶稣的母亲把问题提到主耶稣的时候，很着急的问题，但是主耶稣的回答却好像对于这个问题没有什么在乎。
But the Mary, the mother of Jesus, have a great confidence.
但是主耶稣的母亲真的很有信心。
And she knows that he can deal with this problem and solve the problems.
他知道主耶稣有办法能够来解决这个问题。
I do not know that Mary had experienced when Jesus performed the miracle before. I do not know.
我们没有办法看出说耶稣的母亲是否有看过主耶稣行过神迹。
According to the Bible, this is the first one.
按照的圣经，这个其实是第一件神迹。
But when even Jesus talking about something else, still, the Mary has a great confidence. She brought this issue to the Jesus.
那虽然主耶稣的回答没有说没有相干，但是耶稣的母亲还是把这个问题提到他面前。
That's what the verse 5 is. Whatever he says.To do, do it. Now the mother of Jesus talked to the servant, said, "Whatever Jesus said to you, and do it."
所以玛利亚很有信心对这些佣人说，他说我叫你们做什么，你们就做。
When we brought the difficulties, any kind of a problem to bring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们把我们的困难提到耶稣面前的时候
，We need this kind of confidence.
我们需要有这样子的信心。
If we cannot trust Him truly.
如果我们没有办法真正的依靠他
，Then our prayer cannot reach up to God.
那我们的祷告就没有办法达到神那里。
Before even kneel down when we pray, even before start our prayer.
在我们还没有跪下来开始祷告之前
，We need a confidence. God is the solution.He is the one can give us a true answer.
我们需要有信心，知道说神真正是能够给我们方法和答案的神。
Many there's many miracles that come up that the people who took their illness to be healed.
我们看到很多的神迹，他们生病的人得到医治。
Many times Jesus mentioned that according to your faith.
很多时候主耶稣是说照你的信心成就。
Many times we cannot receive the true sign of true miracle that we cannot have experienced because our faith is not enough.
很多时候我们没有办法体会到神的恩典和神迹，常常是因为我们的信心不足。
When we come, we have to bring the problem to the Lord Jesus Christ. We kneel down to pray.
当我们来到神面前，我们把我们的问题提到主耶稣面前祷告。
We cannot have a true confidence. We cannot truly believe in Him.
如果我们没有办法真正有信心，真正的相信神。
Of course, we are asking something to God.
当然，我们会向神祈求一些事情。
But Jesus said, "According to your faith."
那主耶稣如果说，那照着你的信心成就。
But Jesus constantly said, "According to your faith." But the one who kneeled down to asking for Jesus Christ have no faith. That according to his faith, nothing received.
那所以，如果主耶稣说照你的信心，那跪下来祷告的人没有信心，那怎么样成就呢
？We have to pray to God with the true. Trust.
我们祷告的时候，真正的是要有一个完全的信靠。
And also, the most important thing is true submission.
那还有一点就是要完全的顺服。
And the Mary talked to the servants. whatever he asks you to do, then do it. And then the later on, and Jesus asked the servants to fill up the water pot.
所以主耶，呃，母这个玛利亚告诉佣人说，你就照主耶稣叫你们所做的做，那他们就把水缸倒满。
And there's a six stone water pot according to verse 6.
那在第六节说到有六口石缸。
And it's about 180 gallons, total 180 gallons of water.
所以总共有差不多180加仑的量。
180 gallons of water is a lot of water.
那180加仑真的是一个很大的量水量。
You know that we could drink the water, this each one is about 5 gallons.
我们喝的水那一桶是5加仑。
And 180 gallons, you think about it, at that time, it's old time, there's no such like a, the pipe, the water pipe go through the pipeline in each house.
那我们可以想象古时候没有像我们现在有自来水。
You have to go out to draw the water maybe from the spring of a well, the well, and bring the water to fill up the jar.
这些人需要去这个井还是, 去井那边取水, 然后把水带回来倒在这石缸里面。
We can negotiate us, you know, to compromise with us.
很多时候我们会向自己有做一些妥协。
Maybe because we can fill up maybe two-thirds each pot, maybe.
或许我们倒到三分之三就够了。
But Jesus said, fill, according to seven, fill the water pot with the water.
所以但是主耶稣告诉他们说要把石缸倒满。
Until this moment, nobody understood why Jesus asked them to do it this time.
到这个时候还没有人能够了解到说为什么主耶稣叫他们这样子做。
A true submission is not came from the truly understand everything.
真正的顺服并不代表我们需要去了解明白所有的事情。
Submission is we do not know even, but we still obey it.
顺服就是说虽然我们不知道我们还是照着做。
And they truly according to what Jesus said, they fill up each one of the pot, and then Jesus changed this one water to the wine.
所以当他们水倒到缸口的时候，主耶稣就把这些水变成酒。
If you think about it, the servant, those servants fill up the two-thirds or half of each one of them.
所以当这些佣人开始倒这个水在石缸在一半的时候，还是更多的时候。
Of course, they experienced that this water changed to the wine, maybe.
或许他们可能也开始感觉到说，这些水已经开始变成酒了。
But they cannot experience a full of jar to be filled up the turn to be wine, which is they cannot experience of the full of blessing.
但是他们如果没有一直做的话，一直倒到缸口，他们就没有办法体会到这个完全满的祝福。
This is what can say limited blessings.
如果到一半的时候，就只是有限的祝福。
This is according to your faith, according to your submissions. This is.
所以是照着我们的信心，照着我们顺服的程度。
We know that the second king, this is during the time of Elisha, and one of the disciples, I think disciple, died. So the widow came to the Elisha.
所以在列王记下的那边记载着以利沙当一个门徒的。 孩子死了，他们来到以利沙面前。
This widow and the child, they have some the financial difficulties.
这个寡妇有这个寡妇来到以利沙这边，他们碰到了一些困难。
If man of God cannot help her, then they consider the bankruptcy in the 21st century's terms.
他们来到神人的时候，其实，在我们现在的想法，他们其实已经破产了。
So Elisha asked her, "Bring all the empty container, bring into your house."
所以以利沙告诉这个寡妇说：“你把你所有空器皿都带进你的家里来。”
According to the Bible, so each jar to fill up one by one.
按照的圣经告诉我们说，我们知道每一个空器皿都要被倒满着油。
But when the last one to fill, and this fill up the last container,
当最后一个空器皿被倒满的时候，
the oil was stopped.
那个油就停止了。
It tells us a submission is this kind of things. If we bring whatever our Lord, our God asks us to do it, we do it at the beginning.
那告诉我们说，如果神告诉我们做一些事情，我们就照着顺服的去做。
And here the six jars they fill up with full of water.
这边告诉我们说，他们有六口石缸就被倒满了水。
They truly experience of true miracles.
他们就都完啊、体会到一个完全的神迹。
Now look at the verse 8 and 9.
那我们如果读第八节、第九节。
And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the headwaters." And they took it to him. And when the headwater tested the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew. The headwaters called the bridegrooms. Now here, Jesus asked the servant, "Bring now, take some on the jar and bring to the headwaters."
所以这个主耶稣就告诉这些佣人，把水拿去给管酒这管管酒管宴席的人。
And then Herod tasted it's the wine, it's the finest wine.
管宴席的人尝了那水，发现到这个是一个很好的酒。
Herod doesn't know where it came from.
这个管宴席的不知道这是从哪里来的。
We have noticed all the people there in the banquet, all the invited the guests and all the town people, they really enjoy with this wine.
那我们就发现到这些客人所有的宴席的客人都欢欢喜喜的享受了这个酒。
Which is indirectly they received the grace of God.
就是说间接的这些人得到了神的祝福。
Everybody can enjoy what they can enjoy this wedding banquet.
每一个人都有办法来享受这婚宴的酒。
But who is the one who truly experienced of God?
但是是到底谁真正的体会到神呢？
First one is the those who follow the submit to the Jesus.
第一个就是那些听从主耶稣的话，照着顺服他的话做的那些佣人。
Chapter 2 verse 9 say, but the servant who had drawn the water knew.
第二章第九节告诉我们说，只有那调水的佣人知道。
They clearly know where this wine came from.
他们真正的知道这些酒是从哪里来的。
The rest of them, they received the benefit, but they do not know where this one came from.
其他的人享受的这些酒这些祝福，但是不知道从哪里来。
These kind of things happen in our daily life.
这些事也是在我们的生命里面发生。
We are the one of the first ones submit to God.
我们是第一个顺服神的人。
The things are going through the difficulty solved.
那我们碰到困难被解决了。
We know this came from God.
我们知道这个是神的作为。
Of course, the difficulties, trouble, and it solves, other people also receive the benefit.
我们当然知道困难解决的时候，别人也会得到他们困难的解决的祝福。
But the one who received truly the blessing of God and understanding the design is the one who submitted to Jesus Christ.
但是那个得到真正祝福，能够真正来认识神的人，就是那些顺服神的人。
If you think about our Christian life, we have to change our life, transform to be like Christ.
我们一个基督徒的生活需要改变，变成像主耶稣基督一样。
Jesus asked us to bring the empty jar.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们要把我们的空器皿带来。
And he asked us to fill up the water.
然后他会告诉我们把水倒满这个空器皿。
We do not know why he asked us.
我们不知道为什么他叫我们这样子做。
Many times when we believe in God, but we have there's some difficulties come upon to us to believe in, continue to holding the faith.
当我们相信神的时候，有时候碰到一些事情，让我们没有办法维持我们的信心信仰。
Sometimes like your job, about job issues.
有时候是因为我们工作的问题。
And job is like it's hardly keep the commandment of God, maybe.
有时候或许是我们怎么样持守神的诫命。
About your maybe business issues.
还是有时候是有关我们生意上的一些问题。
If you continue holding this business, maybe because your business serves you the negative impact in your faith.
当我们一直把握住这个我们有的生意的时候，有时候会影响到我们的信仰。
All different kind of things is issue to bring into our life.
很多不同的情况会发生在我们的生活里面。
God's way is empty yourself.
神的方法就是告诉我们，我们要倒空自己。
And fill with the water.
然后把水倒满。在我们里面。
Which is submit to my way, submit my commandment.
就是告诉我们来 遵从他的话，遵从他的诫命。
You can fill up the fill up with the commitment, the submission of the commandment of God.
当我们顺服完全按照神诫命的时候。
You never expect that this one can change to your true blessing in your life.
我们不会去想象到说这个会变成我们生命里面的一个祝福。
The moment you do what according to what God says.
在我们跟照神所做顺服神所吩咐我们所做的那一刻。
And then we can experience of God. We can experience ourselves to transform to be like a Christ eventually.
我们就有办法能够体会到我们开始转变像主耶稣一样。
Bible there's mentioned about the Galatians mentioned about that there's a two side of the desire.
加拉太书告诉我们说我们有两个律。
One side is a flesh desire.
一个律是属于肉体的情欲。
A flesh desire is a natural. This is a rebellious desire.
肉体的情欲是一个会违叛神的情欲。
The other side of desire is the desire of the Holy Spirit.
另外一种律就是顺从圣灵的律。
Bible constantly explains us the water is the Holy Spirit is explained as water.
圣经告诉我们，一直告诉我们说，水是代表神的圣灵。
God asks us to fill up with the full of Holy Spirit.
神要我们把我们自己充满的圣灵。
And you can experience a change yourself.
那我们就有办法体会到自己的改变。
Lead your life to be true confidence in the Lord have a secure about your eternal life.
我们对于神就会有很坚强的信心，我们对永生就能够有盼望。
Oh, God is good.
那神是好的。
He always asks us to do is if we follow according to His way, then there is a true blessing.
我们如果照着他的话做，我们就真正能够会得到神的祝福。
We need experience of same like in chapter 2, water can change the wine.
如果这样子的话，我们就像第二章这边所记载，我们能够体会到说水变成酒。
We have noticed that this water is this wine is the finest wine in the world.
我们也能够知道这酒是最美好的酒。
God always makes the best ones.
因为神一定是做那最美好的酒。
We can experience of Him.
我们也能够体会到他的美好。
I hope that this kind of sign happen in our life.
真的很盼望这些神迹能够发生在我们的生活里面。
God also solve our problem in our life.
神也有办法来在我们的生活里面帮我们解决问题。
And also let us also the experience of Him so that we can believe in Him more deeply and the more solid way.
所以我们能够来，也能够真正的体会到他，真正的认识到他。
Let's sing him 378.
我们一起来唱诗，378首。
the delights of His love, until all on the altar we lay, for the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Please be seated.
请坐.
If you look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, there, Apostle Paul, he mentioned about he's a thorn in his body.
那我们读哥林多后书第十二章, 保罗, 使徒保罗提到他说他身体上的一根刺。
I'm sure because when he converted Christians and he, as an apostle, he preached the gospel to Gentiles.
当他相信了主之后, 他开始向外邦人传福音。
But this is constantly bothering him.
这一根刺一直的, 扰乱着他。
Some people say it's an eye problem. Whatever this problem really bothers him, and at the same time his work.
那这一根, 刺有人说是眼睛, 但是不管是什么, 一直的, 扰乱了他, 还有他的工作。
I'm sure because he always think about it, if God removed this one, then I can work better, I can work more.
他有常常想到说, 如果神把这个刺拿掉, 我有办法为他工作, 投入的更多。
So he prayed to God three times.
所以他向神这样三次的祷告。
Jesus gave him a very precious answer to him.
那主耶稣就告诉他一个很, 珍贵的, 答案。
Way that Paul expect that when he prayed to Jesus is led him to heal this problem.
保罗所期盼的是当他向神祈求的时候, 神会将这根刺拿掉。
But way to Jesus solve his problem, let this problem remain with him, but this one turned to be his strong point.
但是神, 主耶稣给他的答案是让这根刺跟他, 还是跟他在一起, 让他变成是他的力量。
For other people, nobody can see Jesus performed the miracle.
在别人的观察里面, 没有看到神做了, 任何的神迹。
Only Apostle Paul understood this is a true miracle.
但是只有, 使徒保罗能够了解到说这个是神的神迹。
What makes him to make a successful his ministry because of that?
能够让他在他的侍奉上成功就是因为这一根刺。
He experienced the mighty hands of God, his mighty power.
他体会到神, 的大能, 神的能力。
So sometimes we can understand the miracle, we think that something happens outside.
我们所了解的神迹是, 好像一件事情发生, 我们体会到了。
Where we expect that we can pray to God, our way to God can solve this problem, so we can pray to God.
我们, 有所了解, 说我们照着我们的了解, 我们这样的向神祈求。
But way to God to solve or to give us an answer is very different way sometimes.
但是有时候神给我们解决的方法是一个很不一样的方法。
Sometimes nothing that much changed.
有时候很, 好像事情, 没有什么改变。
Because we fill up the clean water within us.
但是我们愿意把我们自己倒满了干净的水,
we can experience the true God.
我们就有办法体会到真正的神。
I'm sure that Paul, this is maybe a good example.
我想保罗真的是一个很好的, 榜样。
We can continue experience of the sign of Jesus Christ.
我们可以, 同时的能够体会到神的神迹。
So that we can build up our faith in the Lord.
所以我们能够在神里面建立起我们的信心。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
跪下来同心祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。